throwing at you instead of you threw it to you?
Chucked a rock. He slung a rock.
Did you say chucked or chunked?
I think I said chucked, but it might be chunked. I've just heard it.
Okay. Do you associate that word with any particular kind of person?
Yeah, maybe with a child.
All right, say somebody drives up the yard and is looking for your daughter. You might say, well, I'm sorry, but she's not.
She's not at home.
And if she's cooking, you might say specifically, well, she's...
What, she's in the kitchen?
Okay. All right, well, what do you call the... beverage is prepared hot. People drink it for breakfast.
Coffee?
Yeah. How do you like your coffee?
Black.
Okay. I have a preposition here. Let's say if you liked milk in your coffee, you'd say you could take your coffee with black milk.
With milk.
And if you don't like it in your coffee.
Without.
Okay. What about, let me ask one other thing. Coffee but with nothing added. You call that?
Black.
Yeah. Any other terms for that?
No.
You ever straight?
Yes, uh-huh. But I usually think of that with liquor, not coffee.
Say so you'd...
drink my coffee straight.
Okay. Say if somebody's not going away from you, you say he's going right, coming right.
Back.
Or he's coming right.
Toward me.
Okay. And speaking of somebody... just happened to meet, you might say, well, I wasn't looking for him, I just sort of...
happened up on him, or what,
Did you use anything, ran there, I sort of...
ran into him, yes, uh-huh.
Yeah. And if a child's given the same name that her mother has, you'd say that the parents named the child...
after the mother.
Okay. All right, tell me about some animals, what kind of animal that barks, you just call that...
dog.
Do you have a name for a dog that's not a pure breed, but he's several different types?
A mongrel.
Yeah, okay. What do you say to a dog if you wanted him to get after a person?
Sick him.
Okay. And this bird, you might warn somebody about a dog by saying that you better be careful, he might.
He might bite you.
Yeah, because yesterday he...
he bit.
He's
bitten a lot of people.
Okay. And in a herd of cattle, what do you call the male animal?
The bull.
Can you remember being told that that was not a polite word to use in mixed company? Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Okay. And the kind of animal that you keep for milk, you would call that?
A milk cow.
And animals that a farmer would plow with, those are his...
well, mules.
What about bigger animals, massive animals, you know?
Oxen.
What if you had two mules hitched together plowing? You'd say you had what?
A team of mules. Or a pair of mules.
Okay. What about oxen?
A pair.
Okay. And in a herd of cattle, the small animal, that's a...
calf.
All right. And this expression, if you had a cow that was expecting a calf, you'd say that she's going to...
let's see. I have forgotten. Maybe I'll think of... I can't think, but I know. I would know it immediately.
Does it come to the pen, or come fresh, or drop a calf?
Drop a calf.
Alrighty. What about animals that you ride? You call them
a horse. Horses.
Okay. What about the male horse? He's
a stallion. A mare.
Okay. All right. This bird. You get on a horse and you begin to
ride.
Yeah, you the horse all day.
Rode.
They've
ridden.
Okay. And if you can't stay on, you'd say that you fell.
Fell off the horse.